discuss some Inyani Chanukah. In fact, a very practical question, because today was the eighth day of Chanukah. Zos Chanukah, as they call it. So right now, Chanukah is over. But the question is, why? We know, you might be familiar with the concept we have by other Yom Tovim, other holidays, called Sveika Diyoma. We have a concept when it comes to Pesach, we keep an extra day, Sukkot, Shavuos, etc., outside the land of Israel. So you keep an extra day because we're not exactly sure what day it is. So why don't we should be lighting candle number 9 now. I should have been singing the Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah. Mm-hmm. How come we don't keep 9 days of Chanukah, Jeff?
I think because to begin with, it's the Rabbanan, and you don't make a, what do you call it, a kana on a takana.
So, right, so.
I'm suggesting this, yes.
So, Jeff is giving the simple explanation, we'll see, isn't as simple as it sounds, but Jeff is suggesting that we have a general rule when it comes to doubt. A doubt regarding a biblical law we're strict on.
Yes.
A doubt regarding a rabbinic law we're lenient on. So, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos are biblical holidays, so when in doubt, we add an extra day. But by Chanukah, which is only rabbinical, so therefore,
yes,
we don't say Sveika Dioma. That's what it would seem to be, an open and closed case.
Yeah.
But it's not as simple as it sounds. The bottom line is, we're not going to keep the night. I don't want to keep you in suspense. There won't
be
a candle,
you know?
Tonight, but we'll go through moments where maybe we might think there will be.
Yeah.
And the question is, did we ever keep 9 days, and will we ever?
Ooh.
So the issue is like this. We have a general rule of a Sveika D'Rabbanan L'Kula, a doubt regarding a rabbinic law, we're lenient. But like every rule, there are exceptions to the rule. So is that true? By every doubt by a rabbinical law, we're lenient? No, it's not true. In fact, it's the famous Ran in Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara is talking about the mitzvah on Pesach of Haseba, of reclining.
Uh-huh.
You have to lean on your left hand side. So the Gemara talks, so let's talk about wine. So the Gemara has a discussion. Huh?
Sorry, forgive me. I thought leaning was at most a minag. I can't imagine. Do you say it's actually a rule?
I didn't say it. I said it's not a biblical. I didn't say anything yet. I said there's halacha to recline. I didn't discuss what the nature of it was. But we'll see what it is in a second. That could be a point of contention as well. But this halacha, the Gemara says, you have to recline when you eat the matzah, when you drink the wine. So it's clear by the matzah, the discussion in the Gemara, when do you have to recline by wine? We have 4 cups. Do I have to recline by 1 of them, 4 of them? So the Gemara has a discussion. One opinion says the first 2 cups you recline, you have to, the other 2 you don't. And the other opinion says the last 2 you do, not the first. So it's a machlokis in the Gemara. So the Gemara concludes, since it's a debate, it's actually by Haseba. The Gemara's conclusion, without going into the details, because we're not learning, when we get to Pesach, we go into the details, but the Gemara's conclusion is, you recline on all, since we're in doubt, you recline on all 4. So that comes along the Ran, Dalet Kosis is only Drabbanan, and the simple pshat is Haseba, reclining is only Drabbanan. So we have a principle, Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. We have a doubt, we have a principle, a doubt regarding a rabbinic law we're leaning on. So what do you mean? So what kind of conclusion? That's a recline on all 4. I just have to recline on none, recline on 2. Why don't we apply the principle of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, Jeff?
It's what you call what's the expression?
Tarte de Satre. That'll be the second answer. The first answer, the Ran, which he doesn't like so much, but the Mishnah Brura loves it. He says, Einachinami, you're right. Really, Safek D'Rabbanan, we always go L'Kula. Really, Me'ikar Hadin, all the time, there are no exceptions. However, if it's something that doesn't involve a big tircha, a big burden, like it's not something hard to do, then what the heck, you might as well go for it. But really, strictly speaking, you're right. The Gemara is just saying, it's not, what's the big deal to recline, so go ahead and do it. That's the first answer. And the Mishnah Berurah extends this to many Safek D'Rabbanan. But let's put the Mishnah Berurah aside. The Ran's second answer is his main answer, as he says, no. You can't say Safek Drabbanan Lakula here. You can't say it's a doubt regarding a rabbinic law. We can't be lenient. Why? Because what's going to happen if we're lenient? When it comes to the first cup, I'll say Safek Drabbanan Lakula. First two cups, I'll say, well, it's a doubt on a mitzvah Drabbanan. Okay, so I won't recline. I'll get to the last two cups. I'll say it's a doubt whether I have to recline. I'll end up coming with the wrong... Everyone agrees you have to recline. The question is, which two of the four? So if I apply the principle and I have no reason to pick the first two over the last two because they're both compelling or both non-compelling, they're equally... I have no reason to pick the first two over the last two, so I can't apply Safek Drabbanan Lakula, or else I'll come up with the wrong... I'll come up with the wrong halacha. Everyone agrees you have to recline, and therefore you don't say Safek Drabbanan. So to point out, we don't always say Safek Drabbanan Lakula by a mitzvah Drabbanan. So the question is, so is there anything else that could bring us to why we should keep... So that by itself perhaps isn't an automatic. So there's a Gemara which says, in other words, we see there are exceptions, so we have to... Well, does Chanukah fit the exception? Because maybe we'll get to in a second. So there's a Tosfos in, I believe, Sukkah. Where else do we have this principle? The Gemara, we're familiar with, we have two major mitzvahs, among others, on the holiday of Sukkot. Sitting in the Sukkah and shaking the four species, the Lulav, Esrog, etc. So we know the lach is, you have a mitzvah, we make a bracha on each, etc. What happens on Shemini Atzeres, on the eighth day, on the eighth day of the Chag, or whether it's a new Chag, a Chag, but on Shemini Atzeres, so what do we do? So the Gemara has different opinions regarding what to do regarding sitting in the Sukkah. One opinion is you sit in the Sukkah with the bracha. Another opinion is you don't sit in the Sukkah at all. So Gemara says, okay, well, halacha, we say a compromise. Sit in the Sukkah and don't make a bracha. So that's the Gemara. So as Rav Soloveitchik likes to say tongue-in-cheek, he's not happy about it. He says, look, you tell people not to make a bracha, what happens?
They
think, oh, it's not real. Oh, I'm not really doing the mitzvah. They move inside on Shemini Atzeres. That's a separate discussion. But either way, so that's what we do. So I don't know what we do. That's what I do. That's what the halacha is. Or forget what I do and don't do. The halacha is you sit in the sukkah, and unless you're from a Hasidish background, perhaps, the straight halacha is you sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres without a bracha. So the question is, the Tosfos says, so why don't we shake lulav? Why don't we shake the dalet minim on Shemini Atzeres without a bracha? In other words, why do we discriminate against lulav versus sukkah?
Who asks this?
Tosfos, one of the earlier commentators. So Tosfos answers as follows. He says, you know why? Because when it comes to shaking the four species on Shemini Atzeres, it's a zilzil. It's disgracing the new holiday because clearly there is no mitzvah of lulav. Only applies to sukkahs, not to. So you're saying it's Yom Shemini Chag Atzeres. You're ready into Shemini Atzeres. That's why we don't. That's why some, even those who sleep in the sukkah, don't sleep in the sukkah tonight because we don't want to make it overbearing to zilzil. So therefore, Tos says shaking lulav is zilzil. So what about sitting in the, he's really into those UFOs. What about sitting in the sukkah? So why isn't that a zilzil, Jeff?
Could only get bracha. Maybe just enjoy the fresh air.
Exactly, because Tos said on a nice day or a nice evening, anyone sits outside. So it's so sitting in the sukkah isn't a contradiction. You know, we always look for the simple stuff. Because he could have said simply, he said, sitting in the sukkah, that's a biblical mitzvah. So therefore, a doubt regarding a biblical mitzvah. In other words, it's Safek Shvi, Safek Shmini. We don't know if it's the seventh day of Sukkot. We don't know if it's the eighth day. So since Sukkot is a biblical commandment on day seven as well, so therefore, okay, it's a doubt by a biblical law. That's why I've sit in the sukkah. But lulav, we assume today, lulav only the first day is biblical. So the seventh day is only rabbinical anyway. Tosis could have said, Safek Darabanan Lakula. But the fact Tosis did not give that answer implies that the fact that it's a Safek Darabanan, we don't just lay Sveika de Yoma automatically, which, you know, strengthens our Kasha by Hanukkah. So the fact that it's Darabanan, so perhaps we can make a distinction between the two. That by Hanukkah we would be lenient, but not by Lulav, because it's true Lulav is Darabanan. But that's the particular actually shaking of the Lulav, this local specific act on the seventh day. But the concept of Lulav is a biblical halacha. In the Beis HaMikdash, they did it 7 days. So it's true, it's only technically a mitzvah derabanan, but it has its roots in biblical sources. So we take that, any mitzvah derabanan has its roots in biblical sources. We don't treat the same as a pure derabanan. So maybe the Tosas would agree when it comes to Hanukkah, it's only a pure derabanan. Then he would have just said, that's enough to be a derabanan. But the reason he didn't give that answer by Lulav, because true Lulav, the technical shaking of the Lulav is derabanan, but the foundation of Dalam Minhag is biblical, and therefore perhaps you need a higher standard. That wouldn't have been enough to knock it off on a suffix, and therefore Tosas had to come on to another reason.
And also Zilzul is the second reason.
Right, therefore you need the Zilzul. So by Sukkish you need the Zilzul, because it's a Darabanan which is based on a Daraisa. Zilzul is a disgrace. It's a disgrace to the new holiday, because why am I still, I'm making it sound like it's still Sukkish. So therefore I'm not treating the new holiday properly. Right. So however, by Hanukkah, which is a pure Darabanan, so therefore, so maybe it's enough to say Sveika Darabanan. So maybe Tosas wouldn't be Cholek on that. And as well, we'll get into maybe next week, I should be on, you could spread the word for Monday and Tuesday next week before davening.
Is Tuesday,
Monday. If Tuesday is 8:30, Tuesday, but certainly Monday, you could tell the people I hear that we're on. I won't be here. I'm going away tomorrow, and I'm not going to be back until Sunday evening.
Oh, where are you going?
New York.
Oh, very nice. Good.
So just to conclude on this point, so there's an interesting Minchas Chinuch. So therefore, the bottom line is, we do not light candles tonight. We say Safek Darabanan and Lakula. There's no Tarte de Sasre. Because we, you know, we do say Sveika de Yoma. There's a famous question of the Beis Yosef. But Beis Yosef asks, really, we had enough oil for one day. The oil with, for 8 days, 8 minus 1 is 7. Hanukkah should only be 7 days. So
the miracle was 7 days.
Yeah, so there are many answers. Oh. But we can add another answer. Really, Hanukkah is 7 days. We did do Sveika de Yoma, that was yesterday. That's perhaps you could suggest, you know, more light answer.
Whose theory is that?
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know if it's mine, but you know, I've seen it there. I've seen it around. And just to conclude with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has a tremendous chiddush that we might have to elaborate on another time next week when we get into Asara B'Tavis. But he says like this, he says, really, when the base, he wants to claim and you can't disprove him, he's very smart, you can't disprove him. Mm-hmm. He says, we did keep 9 days, he says, when we used to makadish the chodesh al pi re'iya, when we used to actually wait for witnesses to come and testify when the new month was, that was a real bona fide doubt. And therefore, in different places in Chutz La'aretz, they kept 9 days of Hanukkah because they didn't know what day it was. And he says, however, he agrees, bizman hazeh, it's not a real doubt anymore. We have a calendar. We know what day it is. It's more, it's a week, minig, I will say, a week enough that we're not worried to keep 9 days. So his first chiddush is they used to keep 9 days. And then he concludes with another chiddush. But mepeira yivana beis hamikdash, speedily the temple should be rebuilt. And we're going to go back to being mekadesh api re'iya. We're going to go back to sanctify the moon through witnesses. I don't know, we'll have to get into why we can't look on an iPhone and figure out what day it is, but that's a separate discussion. We are modern technology will fit in, but let's put that aside. That so Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and it'll be a bona fide Suffolk, and we're going to go back to keeping 9 days again. So the Minchas Enoch says, we don't keep 9 days now, but we did and we will again.
Maybe our iPhones won't work when that happens.
Perhaps. And therefore, either that or we go that we only really have 7 days of Hanukkah and the eighth day was fake the Yoma. So the bottom line is, I'll conclude that there is no ninth candle tonight.
Go ahead, thank you. Look, one thing, just, who was it who gave the explanation that the